Everything looks right. Standing in your light. Everything feels right. What step is at a sign? What's a girl to do? I'm begging you, you're on my mind. I wanna be with you. Cause when you're standing next to me, it's like wow. Now you get to see me, set me free. It's like wow. And when we touch, it's such a rush, I can't get enough. It's like
is up, dear listener. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, shared, and unsurrendered territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from Vancouver, UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of the word cool, cool AF, what? Like it's hard? So you just heard Leslie Carter's song, Like Wow, from her debut and only album, Like Wow, that came out in 2001. I was introduced to this song because it was on the Shrek soundtrack. I don't know if that was like a life-changing and like very imprinted album on you, dear listener, but oh man, did I listen the heck out of that album. And today's episode was inspired by someone so thoughtful. Thank you so much. It's really made me think. Someone called in last week and they said I said like an amazing amount. So today's episode is all about feminism and women and like the feminine and the word like. I feel like it's all so like like essentially encapsulated in the word like. So for those of you who don't know, the word like is like really associated with the dumb blonde, I feel like, or like, I don't even know if that's accurate. It's just like seen as like an like inefficient way to communicate and a specifically feminized way of communication and like feminized way of talking that, it is not a gendered, it is not a gendered like vocal tick. Everyone says like all the time, but it is like disproportionately like called out in feminized people and people who produce as feminine or present as feminine. Like, I don't even know why. There's so much, there is like so much, and I feel really lucky that I like am not really around that energy and I don't have to interact with people like that. But there's so much just complete disdain for the feminine in the world that I forget about. And then I'm like, oh, like, God, like, you exist and you're out there. And like, that sucks for you. You know what I mean? To me, the way that the word like functions, and maybe it's different for other people, but like is like essentially, it like introduces a comparison. So like, it not only creates a pause, and it like not only like is just like incorporated as like something that people say, like or whatever. It's so weird to talk about how people talk when you talk, because it's all you can like really think about. But I use the word like in my like day-to-day and like normal speech, I guess. Normal. To like create a space that like that allows me like some room, I guess, to say what I really want to say. It kind of like, and like maybe that is like a feminized way of talking, in that it it kind of like creates a caveat before you've already said it. But either way, it is like actually probably one of the most benign things in the world that people are so aggressive towards, and it boggles my mind that you even care. So that is kind of what today's episode is about. I obviously am very annoyed and mad, so sorry about it, but we're gonna move right along. This is Hannah Vu's song, Everybody's Birthday. It's off of her new or like upcoming album, Public Storage. But it was released as like a 2-song single EP with the song Maker. So you are listening to Everybody's Birthday on Teachable Moments, broadcasting on CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Ooh.
shirts, only separated by our shirts, only separated by our shirts, only separated by our shirts.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Shirts by Mist Milano out of Toronto from the album Shapeshifter with a Y. This album came out a few days ago. It is so amazing. Congrats to Mist Milano on the release. And then just before that was Everybody's Birthday by Hannah Vu out of L.A. Today's definition of the word cool, cool AF, what? Like it's hard? So that is a line from the infamous and like such a good movie, Legally Blonde. So I feel very strongly that if someone has not seen has disdain for the movie Legally Blonde, like they are a misogynist, or at least like have a lot of gendered bias, because that's literally what that movie is about, is like how that movie was marketed and like how it's, I think, talked about a lot of the time as like a fashion icon movie, which, and like fashion is not, I'm like not saying that to dismiss fashion at all. But like, it's essentially a movie about someone who faces sexism and then is like harassed at work and then like comes back and like kicks butt. And like directly speaking to a very like hyper gendered bias and experience of like being a blonde California kind of valley girl type. And the fact that like that is a type is like beyond me. But she says what like it's hard when her bad ex-boyfriend is like, you got into Harvard Law, and she's like, what, like it's hard? Like she did work really hard, I guess, and like obviously she has a ton of privilege, but she still like did it, and she still like put in an amount of labor and like very validly has a place at that school. And like he, as someone who is sexist and like doesn't see her as a capable person, is like undermining that with that question. So if like one like is like not interested in that movie or like dismissive of that movie, they are like probably someone who should absolutely watch that movie, because they just literally don't know what that movie's about based on the biases, the internalized biases that they have specifically towards media, but then also towards women. So that's like a little spiel on Legally Blonde. If you haven't seen it, 10 out of 10 recommend. But we're going to move on to a Vancouver classic. This is Rover by Necking off of Cut Your Teeth. It's so wild to me that this album came out in 2019. It is so good. If you haven't listened to it, I don't know what you've been doing, but you should. So this is Rover, and you're listening to it on TW Moments, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Just kidding. We're going to play Daytona. We're going to play a song by Primp off of the album Daytona. And that's what you're going to hear first.
Do you just do it for the validation?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not trying to give your hand away?
No, no, no.
Do you just do it for the validation?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not trying to give your hand away?
No.
You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun, yeah. You can sports are fun, yeah. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun, yeah. You can sports for fun.
Spring break.
Aruga. Sports are fun. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. Yeah. You can sports are fun. Yeah. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. You can sports are fun. Yeah. You can sports for fun.
CITR and Discorder, Music Waste Festival, and Redgate Art Society present Victory Square Block Party 2021. Say goodbye to summer and hello to your friends IRL at the annual Feel Good event of the year on Sunday, September 5th at 2 p.m. Come out to see local icons Grim, Hamsun, Miguel Maravilla, Big Rig, Haley Blaze, Turinush, and Devours perform at Victory Square Park at Cambion Hastings. Plus, there's going to be a raffle at the park with goodies from local businesses, with all proceeds going to support Megaphone Magazine. There'll be live music, there'll be a raffle, there'll be memories to be had. It's totally free, and you can come IRL or stream it at citr.ca/watch. Come out to Victor Star Block Party on Sunday, September 5th at 2 p.m. This event is funded by Factor.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Calling home, crawling back, can't be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back, can't be alone. I'm a dog calling home.
You just heard Rover by Necking off of the album Cut Your Teeth. Just before that was You Kiss Boys for Fun / Yep by Primp off of their most recent release, Daytona, which came out a few weeks ago. It charted on CATR a little bit, but I definitely don't think that it got... I would say that it did not get the amount of plays that I think it should have. So happy to contribute, Primp. What's up? Allie is a host of a show on CATR, Cushy Radio, and also is one of the, if not the main organizer of Cushy Entertainment, which is like an event production kind of company in Vancouver. They are very cool. Teachable Moments is CATR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. In today's definition, we're cool. Cool AF. What? Like it's hard? Today we're talking specifically about how cool it is that feminized language exists and like is very helpful. So I was doing a little research for this topic. There are six distinct forms of the word. Like two are from like English. So like saying that you like something and then like saying something as though, like, placing it in a simile. So saying, like, I like your pants. That's a verb. And then saying, like, your pants make you look like an airplane. I don't know. That is it as an adverb. But the, like, distinct ways that, like has become common is in using it to say, like quotative. So me being like, oh, and then I was like, quotative, what is it? So using it to like prep a quote. And then also it being, it's called like a discourse marker or like filler word. So yeah, it's just like or whatever. And then the last one is an adverb, and then the last one is like a particle. So this last one, this like discourse particle or whatever, like, is similar to a discourse marker, but it's used a little, it's just used a little different. It's not used the same way, kind of like semantically, I guess. But in my brain, all of these likes kind of have something to do, and I like mentioned this early with like earlier, has to do with, besides saying like, oh, I like your pants, I like your airplane pants, they all have to do with like approximation. So like even the quotative one is more like is you're paraphrasing. It prepares the person to hear a paraphrase, or like maybe to hear your reaction, rather than an exact quote. Either way, I feel like it's a very, this idea or like this complete like interest in, I guess, the exact is a very masculine, like, whole, like, feat to me. And we live in the approximate. We live in the liminal. my friend recently texted me, like, I love to be the queen of liminality because she's a little chaotic. She's in a chaotic phase. But, almost everything is subjective and, like, colored by experience and perspective and like context. There is like this idea that there is an objective, and in some ways there are, like, for example, like my name is Dork, but also that's my radio show host name. Maybe that's not my name IRL. maybe you'll find out. And that's not that good an example. But this like complete fixation on fact is so dismissive and also So it's completely narrow because the person who is searching for fact, or the person who is like so fixated on it, what is fact? They're not actually, in my opinion, they aren't interested in fact. They're interested in like validation of their perspective. To them, fact is exactly what they think. Like, I'm thinking of the countless conversations I've had with a masculine parental figure who, like, you will say, I'll say a fact, and he will say, oh, but that's not what happened, and whatever, gaslighting is a whole thing, whatever. But, like, I think he genuinely believes that's not what happened. To him, I'm, like, being this emotional whatever person when, like, oh, it was totally normal and fine. When it, I would say objectively, was not totally normal and fine. So that's all I'll say about the approximate for now. We have so much more songs to listen to, so we got to get through it. This is Nimkish's Fades off of her new album, Damage Control. Nimkish released Heartbreak on the Coast either in 2018 or 2019. Either way, classic, amazing album. 10 out of 10 recommend. And Damage Control, she's been releasing singles. And Damage Control is her first like full release since that. And it is so good. Absolutely recommend checking it out. Local, indigenous, amazing femme artist. So this is Fades, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Handing another Stella, I lost a friend. How did this happen again? I just wanted to pretend. You never slept, nobody but me. First time, second love, third crime, I'm leaving. How many beds do I have to throw out? Run out of energy and sleep on the couch. Crying over words that come out your mouth. Leave me shaking with anxiety, begging for some mercy. Why should anything good stay in such a hostile place? How could I believe in heaven when everything that I touch breaks? Why should anyone good stay in such a hopeless state? I'm
and I love her pretty thighs. Hands around my waist and she looked me in the eyes. Got a wig with the lace and she looking very nice. I'm a sad little baby with her mouth in a pout. She was acting really cute before she came into the house. Acting really coy while she taking off her blouse. Big eyes, pink lips, told me that she's from the south. Pretty little baby with a swimsuit on. Had the keys to my car, she was on my phone. Had her eyes on me, so she's all alone. Heart set on it, she was in the zone. I like bad girls, kinda wanna meet one. I like sad girls, kinda wanna dream her. I like nice girls, if she's a keeper, I'm gonna find her, I'm gonna find her. I like bad girls, she a mean one. I like sad girls, she a dreamer. I like nice girls, she's a keeper. I'm a fine one, I'm a fine one. She a bad one, head thrown back in the summer. Got her hair done 14, 15. Lovers like ice cold butter, smooth and serene. Stretched out leather with peaches and cream. And I don't care if you fight with me. And I don't care cause I'm feeling mean. And I don't care, I'm a new beast in the spring. I always wear my finest when I start a new thing. That's the thing, I'm a off time and I don't wanna think. I can make crimes like a king. I can make crimes like a king. See you outside in the moonlight, baby. XR2 when I argue, maybe. Driving through the city in the night, yeah. I'll mix some soda with some Sprite, yeah. And I don't care if you fight with me. I said you take all you can in a dream. Wartime looking for your eyes in the seams. I gotta blow off some steam. I like bad girls, she a mean one. I like sad girls, she a dreamer. I like nice girls, she a keeper. I'm gonna find her, I'm gonna find her. I like bad girls, she a mean one. I like sad girls, she a dreamer. I like nice girls, she a keeper. Gonna find her, gonna find her. I like bad girls, she a mean one. I like sad girls, she a dreamer. I like nice girls, she a keeper. I'm gonna find her, I'm gonna find her. I like bad girls, she a mean one. I like sad girls, she a dreamer. I like nice girls, she a keeper.
walking, keep on falling, keep on walking, keep it up, but it's better my way. I'll be on top, make you so high, make you fall in love with me.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song No Kink in the Wire by Kosha, C-O-S-H-A, off of their album Mount Pleasant, which I know sounds local. Irish. They're actually Irish, which is wild. I don't know. Is that wild? No, not really. But actually, yeah, I'm gonna take them back. I think it is wild because like when I first listened to this album, I straight up just assumed that it was local. And I was like, wow, like this really isn't Mount Pleasant vibe, but I wish it was. And then turns out not. Just before that was Cartel Madras with Dream Girl Concept off of their brand new album, The Tiger and the Serpent, off of Sub Pop. This album is so good. I heard Cartel Madras for the first time. They actually played at CATR. I hadn't heard of them before. But everyone was so excited that they were here. And everyone was like so stressed and like being so... I guess just like so doting, and they were like, thank you so much. And they were so nice. They were so lovely. So that was, and then they're great. Based out of Calgary, and then opened that set with Nimkish, the song Fades off of her brand new album, Damage Control, off of Red Music Rising. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CATR 101.9 FM. CATR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's episode is cool, cool AF. What? Like it's hard? We're talking about feminized speech, specifically the word up. Nope, specifically the word like. But there's also stuff like up-talking, vocal fry, all that stuff. We're going to talk about it in a bit because I want to get this chugging along. So I'm going to play the song Forever by Wigfield, but like an extended like remix of it. I think that Wigfield is like such a weird cultural moment, but I also really love something that's like, I don't know, it's like interesting trying to speak about, or like, yeah, just like talk about what like feminized behaviors, I guess, because I really don't feel confident in like my interpretation or idea of like what those are, whereas like essentially I guess everyone has a baseline association because of like we live in a society, but I like really don't feel confident in actually like definitively saying, partially just because like it's so I don't know, it all feels so arbitrary to me. That is also someone speaking as someone who identifies as non-binary. I don't really get it. But neither here nor there. I started saying that because this song is so dancey and fun, and I really associate that with like the feminine. Anyway, I'm gonna play a couple PSAs, and you're gonna have to sit through them to hear that song. So enjoy that, and then you'll be hearing Forever by Wigfield.
Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives. News, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Turn me to a zombie. And even though it's been forever, you haunt me harder every week. Crying so to sleep. Open up a letter, let it simmer on repeat. Everything you did, you never can undo. But I still know where you are, and I'll wait for you.
I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. That's all I can do.
What's up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Wait For You by 4K Mirage featuring James and Pedal Supply. It's a single. It's great. I'm like, anything Pedal Supply touches, I'm like, beautiful. And then just before that was Forever, the Bettini and Favretto extended version remix by Wigfield. Today's this sort of cool, cool AF, What Like It's Hard. Again, this episode goes out to the dude who unsolicitedly told me that I say like too much. I hope you're having a great day. I'm going to close with the pillar icon legend that, like, if, like, hatred and like total like despise for the femininity has affected anyone, it's Britney Spears. So I'm gonna close with Sometimes by Britney Spears off of Baby One More Time. Up next is an episode of Into the Woods with Mel Woods. I hope you're having a great day, and please enjoy.
Sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you, but all sometimes I love.